The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's not a secret because it's been in the media and everything that Lucy Letby had been moved off the ward. The deaths and collapses had stopped.
But that wasn't the only change on the ward in July 2016. The hospital management had taken drastic steps to improve care. Consultants' rounds went from twice weekly to twice daily. Two fully qualified nursing positions were added. Fewer babies were crammed in to reduce risk of infection. And they stopped admitting the most vulnerable babies altogether. In the exact same week these changes began, Lucy Letby was taken off the ward.
The mortality rate will drop significantly in any event.
The hospital's lawyer stated it as a fact.
That could easily be interpreted as being due to the removal of the individual as the timescales coincide.
Put simply, bad care results in bad outcomes. The hospital's own lawyer said that with care improving, they would see better outcomes. And you didn't need to conjure up a serial killer to explain that.
So was a serial killer conjured up? Is Lucy Letby innocent of all those charges in spite of serving 15 life sentences? Well, a new documentary is set for release on February the 4th. And it's made by Netflix and it focuses on the former nurse and will feature exclusive footage of her arrest and interview. Joining me to talk about this and other matters UK is Enda Brady, TRT World presenter. Good morning, Enda.
Good morning, Pat. Great to speak to you again. Now, this is all weeks.
You believe she's guilty as hell.
Well, the facts of the matter are she's serving 15 whole life prison terms. She committed 7 murders and she was convicted of the attempted murder of 7 other premature babies. So that's the facts of the matter, Pat. You know, it's not a matter of whether I believe she's guilty or not. She's in prison and she will die in prison unless something seismic is found by her defence team and they manage to get it past the Criminal Cases Review Commission. She's already had 2 unsuccessful appeals thrown out. And right now, there's no new evidence.
Now, you remember earlier last year when the expert committee of, 14 international experts reviewed her case. And the result of their examination of this, and these are all medical experts in the field, they say no medical evidence to support malfeasance. And what happened in the case of the babies was either the result of natural causes or bad medical care.
Well, this was her defence in court as well. This was part of her defence during the trial when she was found guilty. This group of experts, led by Dr. Xu Li, who is a world-renowned neonatal expert, they have put together numerous papers. They've given all of their research to her new barrister, Mark MacDonald. He's leading on this. And they're putting that in front of the Criminal Cases Review Commission to see if they can find anything in terms of grounds for a fresh appeal. The one key thing I think that jumps out really is that this Dr. Xu Li, he's saying that his academic paper was misinterpreted by the prosecution and he feels that was wrong.
Yeah, he was invoked by the prosecution in terms of making the case against Lucy Letby. And he was the one who said, hang on a second, that's not what my paper indicated. And therefore, he was at the heart of this determination that maybe no malfeasance had occurred. So what is to happen? Because the Court of Appeal, I think, was to hand down judgment at the end of 2025. We're now into 2026. When is any review of this case likely to be announced or denied?
I think it is a waiting game and we will find out in due course. But I think the longer the wait goes on, my suspicion would be is that there just isn't a seismic development worthy of this going back to the Court of Appeal. So she gets a lot of attention. The media cover every single twist and turn in this. I mean, there was a development last week in that the Crown Prosecution Service said that it would not be pursuing further charges in relation to 9 other babies. Cheshire Police said they were very disappointed with that. So the Letby case makes the news every single week here because there is always a development. And I guess this new Netflix documentary, which will screen on February 4th, gives it the Netflix treatment and people can decide for themselves. Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem, I suppose, is if it turns out that, and maybe it'll never turn out one way or the other, that this woman was innocent, the appalling vista that that would, and I'm borrowing from the Birmingham 6 case and Lord Denning, the appalling vista that would unfold for the police in the area would be pretty disastrous for them.
It would be, but I think Cheshire Police are steadfast in standing by their investigation. There hasn't been, a word of dissent from any of the officers, any of the detectives involved in that. They believe they've done an excellent job and that the right person is behind bars. And I should point out, Pat, as well, the investigation is continuing into senior leaders at the Countess of Cheshire Hospital. Three arrests were made and three people have been bailed pending further inquiries. But that investigation into corporate manslaughter and all of the allegations against the senior leadership team at the hospital, that's very much an active investigation.
You heard that clip we played at the beginning, which said that, you know, they changed everything in the hospital. They added two extra nurses. They increased the number of consultant visits to twice a day instead of twice a week. They stopped taking in the really seriously delicate babies into the hospital at that time. And suddenly everything stopped. By coincidence, Lucy Letby was removed at the same time. And the conclusion that was made in that clip was, that's the reason the death stopped, because they improved care, not because Lucy Letby was removed from the ward.
Well, it depends which way you look at it. I mean, the prosecution argued that when they went through the work rosters and the shift patterns of every single nurse and medical personnel on duty at the time of all the baby collapses, what was the one key common denominator was the presence of Lucy Letby. So,
but you might remember when they did that analysis, it was selective. They went looking for Lucy Letby first. In other words, they had their eyes on her and they went looking for evidence about her. They did not look at everybody's rosters.
Well, they went through the entire shift pattern, and the one common denominator between the baby collapses and who was on shift, Lucy Letby. But that was just one strand of the prosecution. That was one of the longest running courtroom trials that the UK has ever seen. And at the end of it, ultimately, she was found guilty.
Well, we shall see how all of this unfolds and whether the Netflix documentary adds anything to the legal process. I doubt it will, but it will stand on its own. It'll be fascinating to see her police interviews. At one of the businesses, when she's asked about something, she says no comment, and something was being drawn from that, that it was indicative of guilt. But sure, every lawyer would tell their own client, the one thing you do is don't incriminate yourself. Don't say anything when you're under pressure. Just say no comment.
Yeah, I think every person who is arrested now, whether they're in Ireland, the UK or wherever else, the first thing a lawyer will say to them is we go no comment in the interview.
OK, I want to talk to you about something else. And this is something that really probably hasn't been very high on the horizon here in Ireland, with all the international news that's been unfolding. But there's a bit of a political crisis for Keir Starmer in terms of a man who really might want Keir Starmer's job.
Yeah, so this is Andy Burnham, currently Mayor of Manchester, a very, very popular figure in Labour. They call him the King of the North. He has been in Westminster politics before. He has been a cabinet minister. I know him quite well. He is a very personable guy, and he certainly has potential to be a far better Prime Minister than Starmer is turning out to be. However, big decision yesterday by the National Executive Committee of Labour. There is a by-election coming up in May in the Greater Manchester area, and Andy Burnham's intention was to stand down as Mayor of Manchester, run in the by-election, get back into Westminster, and then maybe move up the food chain. And people are saying that ultimately that would mean ousting Keir Starmer. Starmer has a lot of allies on that committee, and they voted 8-1 in favour yesterday of blocking Andy Burnham from standing in the by-election. So I think we're on the brink of civil war in the Labour Party in the UK.
Now, tell me, you know, who's going to win that by-election if he's not running?
I think Reform UK. You will see now.
Would Andy Burnham win it if he ran?
Yeah, I think if Burnham would be a very, very strong candidate. He's immensely popular in Manchester. The things he's done with transport, cost of living, he's such a good communicator. He's out on the streets every day. You see him talking to people, doing the interviews, and he's a very, very smart guy. If he stood for Labour with the backing of Labour and his kind of standing in the northwest of England, he would walk that by-election. What's going to happen now is Labour will end up with a much smaller profile candidate, and Nigel Farage will put someone big in there. He keeps having defections every single week from the Conservatives. He'll stick a big name in there, and it's likely to go the way of reform.
Could it be really that Keir Starmer was so fearful for his own position, and that Andy Burnham would be the heir apparent if Labour wanted to rally round a new leader before the next election? Is he so afraid for his own position that he would actually deliberately throw a seat to the wolves of reform, if you like?
Yeah, I think he absolutely is scared of his own position. But look, there's more coming down the line. We've got these local elections coming in May. There's national elections in Scotland and Wales. All of the polling indicates they will be disastrous for Labour and that Starmer will have to go. Wes Streeting, the health secretary, is another name to just remember and keep in the mix. He apparently has the support of 200 Labour MPs right now, just ready to pull the pin that if it does get really, really bad, they will challenge Starmer. But for now, Starmer and his Cork man, Morgan McSweeney, by his right-hand side. They won the day yesterday, but one little battle, but a big, big war coming.
I'm just wondering, in terms of the vulnerability to reform, I mean, it's bizarre that you have a party on the left, the Labour Party, and a party on the right, the Conservatives, both being vulnerable to reform.
Yes, reform are picking off support everywhere. They really are. Look, I think the one thing I would say is their support has dipped a little bit in the polls. They reached the crest of a wave around Christmas time. You know, they were so far ahead. And I think what's damaging at the moment is Farage and his nonstop love of Trump. And the fact that Trump kind of really denigrated UK military losses in Afghanistan last week with some of his comments, I think Farage is starting to realise that being very vocal in support of Trump and Trump's view of the world does not generate votes in the UK or polling leads.
Enda Brady, a TRT World presenter. Thank you very much, Enda, for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.